Hello everyone, this is Lillian and it's time for our 3 minutes with the Word audio devotional. Today's topic is genuine repentance and our anchor scripture is taken from the book of 2 Chronicles chapter 33 verses 12 and 13. But while in deep distress, Manasseh sought the Lord his God and sincerely humbled himself before the God of his ancestors. And when he prayed, the Lord listened to him and was moved by his request. So the Lord brought Manasseh back to Jerusalem and to his kingdom. Then Manasseh finally realized that the Lord alone is God. In the next few days, I'll be in transit a lot. So I'm hopping on here just to share briefly something that has been on my heart for a few days. In our anchor scripture, the Bible tells us of a king called Manasseh. The earlier verses of our scripture tell us in literal terms that Manasseh was an evil king who went out of his way to do the very things that God asked Israel not to do. He built pagan altars, participated in demonic and occultic rituals, led Israel to commit abominable sins, and provoked the Lord to anger. As a result, when his cup of iniquity was full, and by the way, there is such a thing about sin and iniquity getting to a level that a spiritual reaction is inevitable, but that is talk for another day. When God had given Manasseh enough time to become sensible and he didn't take it, the Bible says that God allowed an enemy army to take him prisoner and they led the supposed king of God's people into Babylon. And there our anchor scripture kicks in. The Bible says that while in deep distress, Manasseh, this evil king, sought the Lord his God sincerely and humbled himself before God. And God, who had been angry, became moved by his request and caused him to be released from captivity. My dear listeners, there is power in genuine repentance. There is something about genuine repentance that can cause God to backtrack. There is something in genuine repentance that moves the hand of God so powerfully and that can cause him to deliver from impossible situations. The Bible tells us that a broken and contrite spirit the Lord will never despise. It's as if God has a weak spot for genuine repentance. I have no idea why this has been in my heart so strong in the last few days, but I have walked with God a bit to know that someone may need to hear this. Do not ever go into despair because of sin or the consequence of your sin. Turn to God, not away from Him. Anything that makes you run in the opposite direction of God is of the enemy and is set to destroy you eventually. Are you living righteously? Good. Stay with God. Do you find yourself falling into sin frequently? Run to God. He is the only one who can help you and He can read your heart. Our scripture says the king sincerely humbled himself before the Lord. God is moved by genuine, sincere repentance. He views it as humility, a total turning away from the action and a change of heart and mind. Notice that when the king genuinely repented, the Lord delivered him from Babylonian captivity. Someone listening to me may just be a genuine repentance away from a deliverance that has proved impossible to secure otherwise. May the Lord show us mercy. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you so much for your word this morning. Please continue to take all the glory, Almighty God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Speak to you again soon. If you are blessed, please drop me a line on audiodevotional@yahoo.com or on our website at www.3minutesaudiodevotional.com. You could also follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter at 3 Minutes Audio Devotional. Remember, wrapped up in God's word is all you need for your change to come. Love you and bye.